Sinead Egan is here with It Says in the Papers.
Anger over access to vaccine is the lead story for the Irish Examiner as the controversy over the distribution of COVID-19 vaccinations gets extensive coverage across front pages this morning. According to the paper, anger and confusion are increasing over the rollout of the vaccine after it emerged that family members of staff at a second hospital and construction workers at a Kerry hospital received the vaccine ahead of frontline workers. And the story of the 10 hospital builders who got the vaccine in Kerry gives the Irish Daily Mail its front page lead. Vaccine scrutiny is the lead story for the Irish Times too this morning, where health editor Paul Cullen writes that hospitals in Cork, Kerry and Waterford account for a disproportionately large number of COVID-19 vaccines administered so far, according to figures obtained by the paper. These figures show that relative to size, staff in the South-Southwest Hospital Group were three times more likely to have received the vaccine than those in the West, and four times more likely than in the RCSI Hospital Group in Dublin and the North. East. The Irish Sun leads on the story of 34-year-old nurse Salsan Saviour, who died with COVID-19 at Wexford General Hospital at the weekend. Speaking to the paper, friends described how the father of one had been well enough to speak to family members in India on Saturday night, but he sadly died on Sunday. The story is covered in the Irish Independent too. Elsewhere on the Irish Times front page, detail of the €91 million deal, which will see GPs and pharmacists vaccinate 1.5 million people under a plan to go before Cabinet today. The doubt now cast over government plans for the reopening of schools for pupils with special needs gives the Irish Independent its front page lead story this morning. Catherine Donnelly writes that it will now be a race against the clock to overcome what the INTO has described as grave safety concerns. The union said these were not adequately addressed at last night's public health webinar, which was organised by the Department of Education. Also on that front page, a photograph of US President Donald Trump and his wife Melania, above a caption which speculates that Mrs. Trump may be beyond caring, despite departing Washington with the lowest favourability rating of her entire time as First Lady. Inside, on page two of that paper, is the story that Donald Trump is set to issue a slew of pardons and commutations today on his last full day in the White House. However, both CNN and Fox News report that he would not attempt to pardon himself. Elsewhere on pages 2 and 3, the paper looks forward to the inauguration of Joe Biden tomorrow. Concert violinist Patricia Tracy from Blackrock in County Louth says it will be a huge honour to play for President-elect Biden at a private mass for himself and his family before the inauguration ceremony. She will play The Proclamation, composed by Patrick Cassidy, on a 315-year-old Stradivarius violin, which is estimated to be worth €3.3 million.